moment with the Salvos, finding freedom.
What do we do when we keep failing? Author and counsellor Cherie Hill shares some insights.
Chris, the first thing we need to understand about failure is that although it's an ugly reality of life, it's a common experience to everyone. And while there may be serious consequences of our failures and pretty impossible issues to work through because of them, God's grace is more than adequate to overcome all of them. We can look at some of the most significant servants of God in the Bible, Abraham, Moses, Elijah, David, and Peter, and find that God uses complete failures to have the greatest impact for his plans and purposes. But the critical thing we must learn from these life examples is that they all did two things that altered the course of their lives and history. They confessed their failures to God and surrendered their lives. And that's when God can use our failures for our growth and his glory. Theodore Roosevelt said, "The only man who never makes a mistake is the man who never does anything." So if you're living life, you're going to fail. But those who refuse to continue lying in the dust are the ones that will find God's grace sufficient and able to work miracles in the face of failure. We can't allow false guilt to distract us from God's power and presence in our lives. We must hold firm to his promises and be assured, as he's promised in Psalm 46:1, he is a ready help in times of trouble. If you need encouragement to keep walking in faith, visit scripturenow.com.
For help finding freedom, call 13 Salvos or go to salvoscounseling.salvos.org.au.